My pleasure. Well, one second. Hold on. Yeah, go ahead.
You just put a blurb in there that we, you know, don't need this that are affected trying to gain business.
Let's let it settle for at least, yeah.
The homeowner is there too that says.
Yeah.
Let them reach out to them. We've got people in the store.
Oh, like going door to door? Okay, gotcha. Sorry, that was Shannon. Apparently we have roofers and stuff like that already going door to door out in the county trying to pick up contracts. Yeah. And not to disparage anybody, but I really don't want to work a bunch of contractor fraud cases as a result of this storm either. So, yeah, that's just. So, at about 9 o'clock last night, obviously we were in the middle of a pretty good storm there. The EMA director here is going to be meeting with the National Weather Service. They're going to do their studies and do their observations or whatnot to actually see if there was a confirmed tornado. However, we are seeing a pretty extensive amount of damage in the southeastern part of Bartholomew County, specifically in between Columbus and Elizabethtown. It kind of runs diagonally across the county there. That includes a lot of trees and power lines down the roadways. And we are also seeing, we actually had two main main transmission lines fall. The big, what looked like 100-foot metal structures that hold the big lines. We actually had two of those fail in the area of 525 East in between State Road 46 and 100 South. So that roadway, and by that I mean 525 East, is going to be shut down for, I would say, days, not hours. Other than that, we had no reported injuries and no reported fatalities. Yeah, we're seeing a lot of rooftop damage. I myself observed a house that it looked like the wind had shaved off every single shingle on the affected side of the residence there. We had, I believe, at least one barn collapse, and then we had another damaged house as a result of a tree falling on it, or house or barn falling on, getting fell on by a tree. So we received multiple reports of damage to residences, but nothing again that resulted in injuries. But yeah, just a lot of weather-related incidents. Yeah, obviously the power companies are hard at it right now, and I have some numbers here for you. So as of last night, we had over 3,000 residences with power loss. As of 7 a.m. this morning, that was at 1,300. And then as of 8 o'clock today, it was 600. So they're hard at it. They're getting people back up and running. However, there's still crews out there. Please avoid areas. I mean, everybody's very interested in seeing the damage and whatnot, but please give the crews space to work. And definitely don't approach any downed lines, any damaged utility poles, things like that. I myself heard several sirens. I don't have any details. The sheriff's office is not in charge of their usage whenever it comes to that. I would think it was just to give people multiple warnings. But I believe their use was definitely warranted in this incident. Yeah, I believe the EMA director and the National Weather Service will be traveling to several locations throughout Bartholomew County here, assessing damage and debris patterns and whatnot. I believe they will be in marked vehicles and should be able to identify themselves if they are asked and whatnot. But I don't know much about that one, to be honest with you. Shannon may have to fill you in on that one. Yeah, well, hold on. Let me start over. If you're cutting this, we've already received reports of people coming in and offering to assist when it comes to home repairs, things along those lines. I would just make sure that people use a trusted or reputable contractor when it comes to their home repairs. There are some scam incidents that occur when things like this happen, so I would just encourage people to use judgment and make sure they use somebody they're familiar with or that comes recommended from family or at least is reputable here in the community. I don't think so. I think we got away pretty clean, for the lack of a better word, even though there's debris and stuff out there. Luckily, no injuries. The damage was either to like I said, roadways and stuff like that, barns, things along those lines. But we're just thankful there are no injuries and no fatalities. You as well.